Hello everyone, my name is Laura.
And my name is Anouk.
And we're the co-hosts of the International Student Voices podcast, the ultimate guide for studying and living in the UK.
So we've started a series where we'll be going over some of the biggest cities in the UK with a lot of students. And we've already covered Leeds, which you can check out on our website at iscpodcast.com. And today we'll be discussing life in Cambridge, from colleges to restaurants and bars. So as we haven't attended the University of Cambridge, we brought on a guest who I've known since primary. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name's Emily. I studied human, social and political sciences at Cambridge as an undergraduate, and I come from France.
We're really pleased to have you on the podcast today, and we have a bunch of questions to ask you. So let's get started now. So our first question would be about the study experience in Cambridge. I think it interests everyone. So what would you say are the unique aspects of studying at the University of Cambridge?
So I didn't really know what to expect coming to Cambridge because I hadn't really thought about applying there in the first place. But as things turned out, I managed to get a place there, which was really amazing. And I think there's a lot of people have many expectations about what Cambridge is like. You hear a lot about it. You see some pictures. And I have to say, you can't be disappointed when you end up there, because it is really a unique place and a really amazing place to be studying there. I think for me, what I enjoyed the most about Cambridge was really the academic setting. And that might seem like something that's a little bit cliche to say, but it's true that being in Cambridge, apart from the fact that Cambridge itself is a beautiful city and the university buildings are gorgeous, it's also a place that I found really pushed me academically and really helped me develop my critical thinking, specifically in the degree that I studied, which was politics and sociology, or centered mostly around social sciences. And so I'd say for me, that was really the most enriching aspect of studying at Cambridge, more so perhaps than the social aspect, which I think is also something that's really important and can be maybe perhaps something that is a slightly bigger part in when you study at other universities in the UK.
Yes, definitely, like the two of them goes together, like studying experience, but also the city itself. I feel it's like both of them are so important as a student. Like,
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And I feel like what you said as well is quite like on par with what we think of Cambridge and Oxford in general as well. Like the fact that it's very like, you know, good education, very like good quality and that kind of stuff. So it's good.
Yeah, definitely. I'd say what really makes Cambridge unique in that sense is the resources that are available to you. It's a university that's really centered on research and centered on giving students the best experience possible in terms of academic teaching. And so you really have this individualized approach where you don't not only have lectures, lecture halls like in other university where you're just sitting with other students and listening to a professor talk at you, but you also have supervisions which are either in small groups, so 2, 3, 4 students, or can even be one-on-one with a professor where you really go in-depth on the subjects that you're and the themes that you're learning about. And that really, I think, is what helped me really go further, the most in-depth possible on the topics that I was studying. And that's what I really enjoyed, because you really do see how you progress. And I think one thing that I often say is that I feel like in the 3 years that I studied at Cambridge, I learned more than I did maybe in the whole of my educational background beforehand, because it's just so intense and so eye-opening.
So that's fantastic. Like you mentioned individualized teaching. We wanted to ask what kinds of like, what are the methods of teaching at Cambridge University? I guess like that's part of one of them, but would you say there are other methods of teaching that you think are important to mention?
Yeah, so I think the methods of teaching really depend on what kind of subject you're studying. I can only speak for social and political sciences, which is what I studied, or maybe more generally humanities, because I think the style of teaching is quite similar amongst those subjects. I wouldn't really be able to tell you much about STEM subjects, because I know that it's slightly different. There's more contact hours for them, and the approach is slightly different. But for humanities, or at least for social and political sciences, you really do have that. So these both aspects, the lectures that you have where you're given sort of general information, you have different topics. Obviously, you pick your modules when it gets further on in the degree or from the beginning, depending on what course you're doing. And then you attend lectures and then also have supervisions for which you prepare an essay most of the time. So you'll have individual work to do. So work that you do individually in your own free time where you have to do some reading and write an essay, and then you will send it to your supervisor in advance of a supervision. And then in the supervision, your supervisor will give you feedback, you'll discuss the topic. And this is also the moment where you can ask questions, go more in depth into these themes and like subjects that you're studying.
Yeah, it sounds really, really intense, but also very enriching, like you were saying. And so looking at this from more of like an international student perspective, are there any like specific challenges or opportunities that do you think like these kinds of students could face while studying in Cambridge?
Once again, I'll speak for the humanities subjects because I'm not really sure how this could apply to maths or any other science subjects. But for humanities, at least, I think one of the biggest challenges, I'd say, that I myself or I've heard from friends as well, is that it's really, yeah, trying to keep up with the language, because most of the time everybody in Cambridge has this imposter syndrome that they don't have their place there because it's such a good university and everybody around you is so bright. It's easy to feel like maybe you are like your acceptance in this university was a mistake because you feel like everybody's better than you and you're always comparing yourself to others. So I'd say that's a challenge in general for students. But what international students face on top of that is also the fact that English might not be their mother tongue. And so that makes writing essays or reading academic texts slightly harder and more challenging, which might also be something that makes the experience a little bit more difficult. But I found that in a short matter of time, you gain a lot of confidence because it's so intense academically and you have so much work to do and you're exposed to so much in such a short amount of time, which is very overwhelming at first, I have to say. But once you get used to it, you realize that you learn so fast and you adapt very quickly. And it gives you one thing that it gives you a like more than just the knowledge of the content that you're actually learning. It's also skills, really good skills in terms of mastering the language, not only orally but also written, and being able to like read and analyze and reflect on large quantities of information in a language that is way more academically pushed than what you might have been exposed to in your high school beforehand. So yeah. I'd say that's maybe one of the biggest challenges in terms of academia, at least.
And so you said that there's like these challenges with language. Do you feel like professors or I don't know, any other people at university kind of share resources or like conscious of that and kind of help these kinds of students?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Cambridge in itself is a really international environment. A lot of the professors there, a lot of the supervisors that you'll have, and a lot of the other students as well are internationals. So you'll find that you're definitely not the only one in that situation. And even those who are teaching you and those who are supervising you can have some sympathy for that, for the situation that you're in. And a lot of the time they do say that they don't focus on the language that you'll use or the way you formulate your sentences, but on the content. So I mean, obviously you need to formulate your sentences in a way that makes you understood by your reader, but you don't get downgraded, for example, by not using specific sophisticated words or things like that. I think there's quite an awareness of the fact that international students face more difficulties, and so they tend to look at, you know, just the content of what you're writing and not only sort of how you're formulating your sentences. And in terms of whether or not people help each other, I found that, at least in my experience, students are very, very helpful and very willing to collaborate and to help each other out, send each other notes. And so that's really nice. It does create like this atmosphere where you are kind of all in this together. And even though it's really tough academically and really overwhelming at first, the fact that you can count on your peers and that you know that everybody's in that same situation, everybody's going through the same stress, really kind of helps put off a bit of the load and makes you feel better and a bit more relieved. And then you can find your coping strategies together with your friends. So that's nice.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so important to like be in this kind of supportive environment. I feel, especially as an international student, you're like traveling from another country, you're like immersed in a completely new environment. So I completely agree with that. And kind of like looking more at the campus life, what would you say are like the facilities or the resources again that would that are available for students in terms of like their social life or that could help them out for like, I don't know, readings?
I think, yeah, So in terms of the resources that are made available by the faculty, there's a lot. So for social and political sciences, you have a political sciences library, you have a social sciences library with a lot of material, and you also have obviously access to the online library. So honestly, in terms of content of what you can be exposed to or what you have access to in order to further your learning, I think Cambridge is amazing for that. And there's never been a time where I couldn't find or couldn't have access to a certain article or a certain book that I needed. The reading lists that professors give you for your topics are extensive, so you can pick and choose what you want to read. And I think that's really great. And it really means that you can really go as far as you want, actually, in your learning. In terms of the actual facilities, so you were talking about campus life. In Cambridge, there's quite a specific system, which is only exists, if I'm not mistaken, in Cambridge, Oxford and Durham. I haven't heard about it in other universities. I think University of York might have this as well. I'm not sure, but some universities in the UK have colleges, which basically means that the campus isn't all in one place, but is kind of spread out across the city in different sort of mini campuses, which are called colleges. And so I'd say in Cambridge, sizes range from about maybe the smallest colleges can be maybe like around 300 students, and the biggest ones can be maybe up to 1,000. This is off the top of my head, so I'm not entirely sure. But just to give you an idea, there's a range of different sizes. And the colleges are kind of like your own little campus. So you'll find that in Cambridge, you end up spending a lot of time in your college. You end up hanging out a lot with people from your college. Most of your closest friends will be from your college because they'll be the people you're living with. And so the facilities that are available to you really depend on which college you go to. So some colleges, the most famous ones in Cambridge are St. John's College, Trinity College and King's College. I'd say they're the most ancient ones, along with Jesus College. There's a few others that are kind of staples, and they're the ones that you kind of see plastered across the posters that look very Harry Potter-esque and have really gorgeous old buildings. But there's also a lot of more modern colleges around Cambridge, and the one that I was in is called Murray Edwards College, and it was created in the 60s. It's an all-girls college. There are two in Cambridge, which is Murray Edwards and Newnham. And so my college was slightly more modern, so the building itself was more modern. And then in terms of facilities, some of the colleges have gyms. All of them tend have a dining hall that you can eat in for lunch and dinner, and sometimes breakfast as well. They all have common areas and accommodation for students and their own library as well. But then depending on how big your college is, you might have a nicer library or a nicer dining hall. You might even have a college bar or a college cafe. You might have a gym or not, it might be big or not. So that's something to look into if you're thinking about applying to Cambridge and you would like to know what kind of environment you're going to live in. I would definitely recommend looking into what different colleges are like and seeing which one suits your preferences better. There are also ones that are closer or further away from the centre. And so that's something to take into account when applying.
Okay, and I have like a little bit of a weird question, because you keep mentioning libraries. I was wondering, how many libraries are there at Cambridge Uni? Because I think we had like 3 or 4 main libraries total, and I don't know how many you guys have.
Okay, that's a really good question. I don't think I can give you the exact number, but I know that each department has its own library, and on top of that, each college has its own library. And I think there are about 30 colleges in Cambridge in total, something like that. So at least 30 libraries plus the number of departments, considering the fact that even STEM subjects have libraries. So you'd have the maths library, which is really nice, by the way. I did some revision there in my final year. But yeah, I wouldn't be able to tell you exactly the number, but there are a lot. But bear in mind that you can't access every single college library. You can only access your own college library, or if you go in with a friend from that college, you can go to that library. But otherwise, all the faculty libraries are available to any Cambridge student.
Yeah, I think in terms of revision as well, towards like the last year of our degree, we started going to other libraries as well, just to explore some of them.
Yeah, it's nice to change environment, especially when your brain is saturated from so much information. And Cambridge is great for that, because you can try every library of every faculty. I also would suggest the law library. It's really nice. A bit intimidating, because lawyers are a bit intimidating, but it's a very nice.
And also because you're talking about like the buildings and stuff like that. Do you guys also have a student union?
Yeah, so we have a student union which is in charge of organizing certain events and representing the student body. They do have a building in which they're located, but I wouldn't say that that is like the main hub where people go to. I'm not sure about this place being like what the place is like in terms of access to sort of common areas, but there is one society in particular, which is the oldest society in Cambridge, which is the Cambridge Union, which is not the student union, it's different. It's a debating society that was founded in the 1800s, and it is a staple of Cambridge University and Cambridge sort of student social life. And so they have their own building, which is a really nice building with a bar in it and a debating room. And so they organize a lot of events. So every week, every Thursday, there's a debate that's organized with sort of people that come. So there's students that can debate in these debates, but then also what's really interesting is that they invite a lot of personalities to speak. So a lot of the time you'll see MPs or other political personalities, or they'll have talks as well, or panels organized on different topics. And quite a lot of famous people have actually come to speak at the union. So in the time that I was studying there, Bill Gates came, we had Dua Lipa. I know that Stormzy's been there also in the past. So it's quite exciting.
That's amazing.
Yeah, hearing like all these names in one sentence is kind of funny.
Yeah, that's true. It's nice because it is a mix of like sort of more political debates, but then also there's a lot of like cultural orientated discussions also, so inviting artists as well. So yeah, that's something that to look out for, and I think that's worth getting involved at Cambridge. But otherwise, there are also, like in every other university, a wide range of societies that you can get involved with. Every sport possible and imaginable, I feel, is available at Cambridge, because just from walking around in the student fair that occurs every start of the year during Freshers Week. So there's a student fair organized on Parker's Piece, which is one of the main stretches of grass in Cambridge. So a nice green area if you want to go for a walk or a run. But then at the start of every term, they have a big fair organized there. So every society brings their stand. And so you have like one tent dedicated to like all the sports, and you see that there's so much to choose from. All the different martial arts, you can even join the polo club, football, rugby, anything that you're into. And then there's also stands with all the other societies, and really there's something for every taste. There are the most random societies and the most nerdy societies as well, if you want to go beyond your degree and sort of do something related even in your extra free time. So there's really a lot to choose from, which is great.
Yeah, no, that's really cool, having this choice. And even like the two future flatmates I'm going to have in Cambridge are doing like rowing and football as well. So I feel like it's really like a big sport culture as well. It has like a, it's really important one.
Sure. The sport culture is definitely really big. And I think that's also due to the competition that there is between Cambridge and Oxford. And you'll find that one big part of the social life as well is going to sports events, so to the varsity events, which are against Oxford, and supporting Cambridge at all costs, which is something that students love to get involved in.
Yeah, so looking now more at the social aspect of living in Cambridge in general, the city itself. So you've been there for 3 years, so do you have any like recommendation about food places that you really liked?
Yeah, so I'd say in Cambridge for the food scene, the best place to go is Mill Road, which is slightly outside the centre, although not too far out. But it's really the place that's the most culturally diverse, and it has cheap food as well that's available there. Lots of different ethnic stores and different cuisines, mostly Middle Eastern, but there's a bit of everything. And it's quite different to all the chains that you'll find closer to the centre, which can be good as well if you want something classic like Nando's or Five Guys. But I really like Mill Road because there's quite a range of different options, and it's a bit away from the crowds and the sort of more touristy areas. I have one recommendation in particular, which would be Tiffin Truck on St. Andrew Street, which is a really good Indian restaurant, which I went there with some friends, which was my first time trying Indian food, and I really enjoyed it. So I would recommend that.
Mm-hmm. And then in terms of, for example, like more the nightlife, do you have any like bars/maybe clubs to recommend?
So here's the thing, Cambridge is not so strong on the nightlife aspect. So obviously there are some clubs, there's three main clubs, if I'm not mistaken. So you have Revolution, Vinyl and MASH. I've only ever been to Revolution and Vinyl, so I can't tell you much about MASH. But I mean, Revolution is like the chain of bars / nightclubs I think most people who live in the UK would be familiar with. It's quite big, quite classic, quite basic. And then Vinyl is a nightclub that's slightly underground, under the ground, like literally. And yeah, I mean, you know, it's fun to go out with some friends once in a while, let off the steam, but I definitely wouldn't say that you can expect the same quality of nightlife as you can find maybe in London or some other bigger cities. But there are weekly nights that are organised, like an R&B and hip hop night. There's Glitter Bomb, which is the LGBTQ+ night. There are countless ABBA nights, and of course the infamous Wednesday Cindies, although I think now it's referred to as Wednesday Revs. It used to be called Wednesday Cindies, which is the student sports night, which you can go to and you will be bound to cross at least 10 people that you know. So
I think the ABBA life would be perfect for Anouk.
Yeah, me and like my flatmate used to like look for ABBA like night events in Leeds because we love that stuff too.
Yeah, of course. In terms of bars, there's a really nice bar called 2648, which is a basement bar, which I would say is quite cool. It's quite a nice atmosphere because most of the bars in Cambridge, apart from that one, are kind of chain bars. So I wouldn't say there's anything like special about them, but that one is one that I found was quite nice. A bit on the pricey end, but it's quite nice.
Also, I know there are plenty of parks in Cambridge. You probably won't like talk about all of them, but do you have any like good parks to recommend?
I think I used to go a lot to Jesus Green, which because it was the closest one to my college, and I really liked it. There's like a nice avenue with big trees. And then Parker's Peace is, I think, the main one, the biggest one, which is close to the centre. There's also Midsummer's Commons, which is actually linked to Jesus Green. And that's quite a nice place because they also organise sort of fairs and events sometimes there. I know that the Cambridge Half Marathon ends there every year. And there's sometimes also events organised for Burns Night. So these areas, all of these areas, to be fair, are really nice places to go when the weather's nicer and you want to have a little bit of a picnic or a barbecue with some friends. There are also botanical gardens in Cambridge, which are really, really cute and free of entry for Cambridge students. So that's definitely worth visiting, especially in spring when all the flowers are blooming.
Yeah. That sounds perfect, honestly, like...
I know you've mentioned a lot of different places, and because we're kind of, you know, short on time, I'm thinking maybe we, you know, list all those places on our website. So any other recommendations that Emily will have made will be on our website at isvpodcast.com. Thank you so much for sharing your experience in Cambridge. It's been really great. And I think it's really great for people as well who are thinking of studying or even just visiting Cambridge, because I think there's a lot of, I don't know, it's a nice day trip to do. So yeah, please let us know if you have any further questions on the topic on Instagram at ISV Podcast, and listen to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and our website. Thank you guys.
See you in 2 weeks.